Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Marie Angie Fargiolis, who is the author of Angels, A Definitive Guide to Angels from Around the World. This is a beautiful book full of great information about angels, the hierarchies, the purposes, the different ways that they can interact with us in life and also in the dream state. And basically, she has been the author of many novels and books on spirituality published in France and Canada. And she's been personally connected with angels since she was a child and has brought us this beautiful book on angels. Welcome, Maria. Thank you for writing this.
Oh, hello, Dr. Kolb. Hello, everybody. I'm very happy to be with you today. And let's talk about angels and see what they do for us.
Right. Thank you very much. Would you tell the listening audience a little bit about your first experiences with angels?
Oh, of course. It started when I was 4 years old. I was in my grandparents' house in France. I was riding my tricycle in a big, big house. And all of a sudden, I saw in front of me a very, very bright light out of nowhere. So I was very surprised. Mm-hmm. And I stopped my tricycle and just stared at this light. And this light approached me, like came closer and closer until it came through me. I don't know how it happened because, you know, I was 4 years old, so my memory is kind of not really clear. But I really remember when this light came through me, I felt immense love. This is how I started believing that love is the absolute truth in this world. And that was a real awakening, and my consciousness started being very aware of love, of what love means, and what love can do, and the miracles it can work, and it started from there. And after this amazing experience, I didn't know it was an angelic experience. Then I started being connected to the supernatural, and I really felt like I can see behind the veil. There's a lot of things behind the veil. Behind the veil of reality, there's another reality in the supernatural world. So I know a lot of people are very skeptical about this existence. But, you know, when you experience this, you cannot say it cannot be possible because you see things, you feel things, and emotionally you know that it's real. And the thing is, many people ask me, what is the problem when you are talking about angels, and you talk to a scientist, for instance, and I just have one answer, is that between science and spirituality, it's the same purpose, is to love and heal and help. So we all have the same purpose, and no matter what our belief is, we can just embrace who we are and believe that we are loved by these heavenly beings. So let's enjoy this love and make it real in our life.
Well, I've always had visions, as far back as I can remember, and the visions are like they block out this reality. They are much more real than this reality. They're always very meaningful. They're usually protective. I'll give you an example. I was on my way to work, and I had a vision of a surgical field with a hernia, in other words, a defect in the abdominal wall in a particular location that was unusual. And I was operating on a woman who had never had previous surgery, so there was no reason to have this defect. It must have been congenital. And I was doing a tummy tuck on her. And in tummy tucks, you go rapidly up the abdominal wall. And if there is a hernia, you can cut into the bowel. So it's very dangerous. So sure enough, when I did her surgery, right where I saw that defect was a what we call a Spengalian hernia. They're kind of rare. And I was careful because I remembered my vision, and I didn't cut into it, and then I just repaired it when I found it. And she was unaware that she had it. It was not symptomatic. So I think visions come from a higher level of reality outside time and space. I've always gotten great information from the visions, protective information, and information that I know comes from a very high level. So that's my theory about visions.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful and very helpful, because when we connect to this amazing reality beyond the veil, or sometimes it comes through the veil and comes to us, when we connect to these angels and archangels and whoever they are, mm-hmm. the ones who come to help us, we start living something different. Life is definitely different, and you experienced this, Dr. Kolb, and really it helped on our level, on our really world, in our world of matter. It really, really helps. This is why I would like to tell our listeners who really are not really familiar with angels that they are creatures of love and divine mm-hmm. beings, showing us the way and helping us in a very tangible way. And this is what sometimes is difficult to understand. It's between our really world of matter and reality, there is this intangible reality that helps in our world. And they perform miracles all the time. And I have many, many examples of miracles. I've been saved myself several times by angels. I almost had a horrible car accident. Thanks to angels, nothing happened. They brought my son back when he was 2.5 years old, and he left the house, and he climbed over the windowsill and left the house, and it was very dangerous. There was the road, there was a pond, there was the railroad track a little bit further on, and a man I never heard about and never saw in the village that was in the south of France, in a small village, and this very tall man brought my son back. And when I saw this man, when I opened the door, I wondered, who can that be? I wanted to talk. I couldn't say a word. And that mm-hmm. was amazing. I really wanted to thank him for bringing my son back. And I was speechless. I couldn't speak. And he handed me my son and left. And then
That was an angel.
Absolutely. And I looked through the window, and I had gravel in front of on the front yard. And I didn't hear mm-hmm. any footsteps, nothing. And because I'm very rational and grounded, I investigated in the village and asked everybody, did you see this tall man who looked like this, who was dressed like this? Have you ever seen him here? Is he from the village, from a neighborhood? Where is he from? And nobody had ever seen this man. And, you know, in these French villages, everybody knows everybody. So that was amazing. Yeah. But the most amazing thing is that I didn't tell my son, because he was 2.5 years old. Of course, I didn't mm-hmm. tell him exactly what happened, because I knew he wouldn't understand, which was not very smart, because at 2.5 years old, you can understand about that. But at that time, I was not really capable of explaining to him. And later on, when he was about 5 or 6 years old, one day, my son mm-hmm. came to me and said, Mom, you remember when I was little, it was an angel who brought me back home.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's very, very comforting to know that the angels will intervene, and they can intervene right at the minute of danger. There's stories about children who run into the street only to be pushed back by an invisible force, you know, almost flung back to safety, you know, back on the sidewalk. Or there are lots of stories like what you described with your son, where people actually often male angels. We at the center here watched the movie Michael a couple of weeks ago, where Michael the Archangel is portrayed as coming to Earth and intervening and, you know, and having getting into a bit of trouble. So it was a great movie, though. And so, you know, we know that when things are not supposed to occur, accidents or you know, injury or, you know, I basically had an experience when I was 6 years old that I was abducted by a 12th grader who was a sexual molester, and angels intervened in that as well so that I was totally unharmed. I think that angels occur, you know, angels come in when you don't have the karmic consequences of having to experience something bad. You know, karmically, it's almost like your angels step back and let things, bad things happen if you're supposed to learn from them. And if not, then there can be this intervention so that no harm comes to you.
Absolutely.
And I saw I saw my guardian angel when I was in college, or one of them. I have two guardian angels, just like we all do. It appeared in my dorm room, and I saw it very clearly. A golden light was in the room. I turned around, and there was a 7 or 8 foot male warrior class guardian angel. And Doreen Virtue, who I interviewed on this radio show, said that I help the underdog, and I'm frequently in danger, so I have to have this high level of male warrior class guardian angels, which I do feel, and I do talk with, and I do interact with, because they're there to help me, and I'm going to take advantage of their help.
Of course, and this is, well, you can take advantage a lot more, as much as you want, because they are here to help us as much as we ask also, because as mm-hmm. you said, it's very true that they know we have to learn sometimes through bad experiences, whether it's
right.
in health or in life or whatever, we need to learn. But when we don't need to learn, and it's not supposed to happen, as you said, they really, really help, and they perform miracles. And I've seen many, many people telling me, oh, this happened to me. And sometimes they perform miracles we don't even notice. And they help mm-hmm. us on our path, and we don't realize that was an angel who connected us to a person who gave us a new job, or thanks to a person we found a very nice house or very nice apartment we could move in. In many occasions, we don't realize that behind this wonderful reality and wonderful synchronicities, the angels are working for us. So sometimes we need to be more aware of what they do, and that will mm-hmm. make us more positive in life. And we will see that if we see what they do, then they will do even more, because we start talking to them,
right.
we start asking them, we start thanking them. And being grateful and being connected to them opens many, many doors. And this is what I would tell our listeners, is that the more you connect to them, the more they intervene. It's just, normal connection with human beings. I mean, human beings, mm-hmm. we like to talk to our friends, to our family. We like to be with them, to be in tune and in
right.
contact with them all the time. And if we do the same thing with angels, they love it.
Yeah.
They love it, because their purpose is to bring love in this world. So the more we express our love to them, the more they're inclined to come to us and help us. And I would suggest to do something very simple. If you really want to start connecting to the angels, when you go to bed at night, before you start really falling asleep, in between this real sleep and in slumbering, at that moment, it is awesome to ask angels to help you. Ask them to come to you, to protect you, to guide you, and to be mm-hmm. by your side all the time. And tell them you love them, you believe in them, you know they're here, and that you really want them to be in your life. And do this, and you will have a peaceful night, and the next morning you will wake up refreshed, and you will start a new life in contact with angels. And then you will see signs. You can ask them to scatter signs your way. You will see feathers. You will hear the sound of the word angel. You will hear somebody telling you, oh, you're my angel today. Many, many things that can happen that will show you that mm-hmm. angels are by your side.
Yeah, we have a meditation group that's been meeting weekly since about 1990. And we frequently communicate with angels, especially Michael the Archangel. And when I was reading the book earlier, Michael came to me and said that he was very pleased that we were doing this interview. Angels just like us, like recognition and appreciation and gratitude for what, the relationship that they have with us. And also just recognition, that we thank them for helping. And, Michael the Archangel has been very, very active in many different aspects of my life, and also the group that meets, because we actually work for the spiritual hierarchy. We actually bring energy in. We bring protective energy in. We get specific requests for things that need to be handled on this plane, and we help, because what the angels say is that they need to work through us. They need to send energy in through the group, and that's a better way for it to happen than without the participation of humans. So, you know, we're pleased to work with them. We're pleased to get information from them. We were told a month before 2008, September 2008 economic crash, that there would be a crash then. And so, you know, we were given the opportunity to get out of the stock market well before that happened. We were told in April of that year that by the end of April there would be a flu epidemic, and there was. The swine flu came out. So we're given all this information that then comes to fruition, and I have no doubt that this is angelic messengers, that because we help them with their missions, that they give us information that we need to protect ourselves here.
Absolutely. And this is remarkable what you're doing, and because meditation and group meditation makes the energy very strong. It creates this force,
yeah.
The egregore, that is, the egregore mm-hmm. is the force that we, the forces we gather when we are all together. And I experienced this many times. And once we were in front in a little building. It was very modern, next to a castle, but the building itself was very modern and just like a big room with a roof on top. And we were 40 people meditating there and connecting to high spiritual mm-hmm. entities, angels, and some people had different beliefs, but it's exactly the same. It's angels with another name. And we were all connected to these angels. And to show us how powerful the energy was, there was a huge cloud, whereas it was in July and the sky was blue, a huge gray cloud, but not a dark cloud, like a gray, like light, nice cloud on top of the roof. And then it disappeared, it faded away, and we knew that we had contacted beautiful energies that were saying, we are here to interact with you. That was amazing,
right.
An amazing experience. And what you see in the information you get is just the evidence that all the time angels help us. And as you said, we are supposed to help them accomplish their mission on Earth, because their mission is to change the world. And it's something that seems to be very theoretical, but it's not. We can change our world, and in doing this, we can change their world, because definitely if we spread love, if we talk love, and if we really believe in love and show the people around us that we really believe in love, we can really change things. I absolutely believe so. And we also can change many, many people's mentalities, because people need to understand that love is the most important thing in this world. And this is what the angels really kept repeating. Love is the main thing that matters. Because love, with love, everything is possible. With love, we can change the world, but we can change our life as well. We can modify our biological structure. We can create many, many ideas that will lead us to new improvements in our life. We can connect to people we would never have before, because we are an open heart and a golden heart, and it's light inside, and this light is very contagious. So it's a great mission that they have, and that we have also.
I want to share a story showing how specific the information can be. You know, I think a lot of people think that, you know, that it's just beatitudes and, you know, general things that angels speak of, but it really isn't. In our meditation group, Michael the Archangel told one of the members, who was a physicist and really didn't know any medical terminology, that it was imperative that I start ivermectin right away. Ivermectin is an anti-parasitic medicine that he didn't even know the name. He just heard ivermectin. So when Michael the Archangel tells me to do something, I do it. So I started ivermectin. And I broke out in great big bug bites. Now, big bug bites. They were about 4 inches across or 3 inches. And I thought maybe I was being bitten by bugs. I didn't know what was going on. I'd never seen anything like it. So at that time, Monsters Inside Me was going to film me at the Center for Mold and Breast Implants, but I had never seen Monsters Inside Me, so the producer asked me to watch an episode before they came out and filmed it. So I put it on the TiVo, and it, you know, it captured a show. And when I watched it, the lady had great big bug bites all over her, okay? Now, I looked it up. It was gnathostomiasis, which is very dangerous. It can cause cancer. It can cause brain. It can cause death. It can cause blindness. And I had gotten it because I was eating lox and bagels at a chain. The chain didn't know that its lox were contaminated. I told them, and that because I wasn't eating any other food, that I was only eating one food from one place, so we knew it had to be that. And had I not taken the ivermectin, the parasite wouldn't have had to try to exit the skin. See, when you take the ivermectin, it tries to leave, but as it goes through the skin, it creates an allergic reaction. And it's only from freshwater fish, so salmon for the lox is freshwater. So I ended up having to take 9 months of antiparasitics under the guidance of the angels, and I got rid of all of the natho, okay, which was important because, like I said, it's very dangerous. But can you imagine if I hadn't listened? I'd probably not be alive now. It's really interesting.
That's the most interesting. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. So, you know, you can believe in angels or not believe in angels, but I prefer to believe in angels because I think that they can really help us. They know when we're in danger, even if we don't know ourselves. Parasites, by the way, are at the basis of many, many cancers. And I believe that if we all do a parasite cleanse, either with supplements or even drugs if needed, when we're in our late 40s or 50s, we would stop this epidemic of cancer that we're seeing in the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, these messages that we receive are very accurate, and you prove it today, telling us this beautiful story of yours. And
right.
I have seen many times angels intervening in ways that sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes they're very practical, like they were for you, Dr. Kolb, very practical, mm-hmm. finding the right medication. And I have a friend of mine who had brain tumor. It was not a cancer, but still was a very, it was intertwined with the arteries, so it was very difficult to take it, to remove it. And mm-hmm. he was supposed to have surgery, and my neighbor, his wife, and my neighbor was really devastated because he called the hospital and they said, oh, she fell in a coma because we broke the artery, they had to fix it, and she was in very, very bad condition. And I told him and his children, let's pray the whole night. Let's pray and call the angels the whole night. And we called Raphael. And Raphael is the archangel who's really in charge of a lot of healing. And we
right.
prayed all night, nonstop, all night, all together. And in the morning, he was so, so scared to call the hospital. He couldn't even pick up the phone. And he said, we need to go. I want to go. So it was 1 hour from Paris. So I drove him and his daughter, and I saw him in my rear mirror. He was like a dead man. He was like so white and horrified and terrified. He was not knowing what he would learn as soon as we arrived to the hospital. And we arrived at the hospital, and the anesthetist said, she called him and said, can you come? So he was really about to faint. And he came back a few minutes later with a grin, and he told me, you can come and see her. And we entered her room, and she was on the bed with a huge bandage wrapping her head. And she stood mm-hmm. at me and said, oh, here you are. Can you believe this? And she was in a coma. She was almost dead. So,
right.
well, I just say Raphael performed a miracle that night because she really was perfectly fine, and she was great. So... well, let's pray anytime.
Right.
And when it's not your time, you know, sometimes I think we have it's the schedule, it's our schedule, it's time for us to leave this plan, but this plane, but that's how it is. We have no
explanation. They can even, spirit can even do soul transfers.
Yes.
I had a patient that was about 20 years old, and he was kind of suicidal, and he ran into a wall at a very high speed in an automobile, and he was in a coma in the ICU. And he was my patient, you know, because I helped him with facial lacerations. And then I was told that they were going to do a soul transfer. In other words, his soul was going to go out and another soul was going to come in. And so they asked me if I wanted to witness it, and I said, sure. So what I saw was the light come down that went to his head changed. In other words, there was another light coming into his consciousness, a different light, a more powerful light. And his father was there, and I took his father aside, and I said, he's going to wake up soon, because they told him that he might not wake up at all. I said, he's going to wake up soon, but he's not really going to be himself. He's going to be a little different, okay? So, but he's going to wake up, he's going to be fine, but he's going to know things that he doesn't know why he knows them. And so when he woke up, he basically knew all sorts of stuff about healing that he didn't know how he knew. It was really funny. So his parents told him to come see me. And so he came to see me, and I kind of explained what happened to him. And he thanked me very much, because he really didn't understand it that well. But, you know, he woke up and he knew stuff that he didn't, I mean, he knew stuff about healing and how to lay hands on. And he said he knew stuff about crystals, and he never even thought about crystals before. A lot of different healing tools. And so, so basically, he had a walk-in of another soul that had a lot more knowledge about healing than he did. So all sorts of really amazing things can happen.
Absolutely. Also, when angels decide to heal somebody, they can also heal their soul or consciousness. So it could be a switch of soul. It can also be the healing of the soul and the light that is brightening the soul and bringing connection to the Akashic records, like the universal
right.
knowledge. So it's absolutely beautiful, and sometimes it happens. And when we meditate, we can receive this as well. This is an amazing thing that you experience, but I know it can happen if you, our listeners, if you do this, meditate with angels, you can also experience this enhancing of your consciousness and your knowledge, because you're connected to the universal knowledge and you get this information you need for your own expansion and for your self-consciousness to really understand the world and have an impact in this world. And I've experienced this myself while I was meditating. My room, I had rolled down the blinds because I didn't want any light to meditate. You know, I wanted to have a dim light. And the light was so bright that during my meditation that I opened my eyes wondering, oh my God, there's a sun. I'm like on the beach, like standing on the beach. It was so warm mm-hmm. and so bright. I opened my eyes and there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. And then I closed my eyes again and I felt like something was happening. And what was happening is the knowledge of my absolute mission, which was to spread love and spread the angelic message. And a while after that, I met my a publisher in Canada who told me, why don't you write a book on angels? It's the time. It's the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened at that moment. So it can happen to everybody. We're not the only people who experience angelic miracles. So everybody can do this. Just meditate and spend some time every day if you can, or a few times a week. And you stay in a very special state of relaxation, which is we call the meditation. It's very, very empowering. And you connect, and then you see the light, and you ask for the light. You're very, very positive. And if you suffer from a sickness, I would recommend this because it's very helpful. A friend of mine does this, and it's very helpful.
Now, the angels tell us that when bad things happen, or things we judge to be bad happen, that it's not always bad. Like, give the example of, say you're going somewhere and there's a detour or a problem and you're late, you know, it delays you. You know, you automatically judge it as bad luck or bad timing or whatever, but it really isn't always that way. A lot of times what it is, it's protecting you against being in an accident, or protecting you about not, you know, running into something that's more dangerous. And this actually happens more often than we know. So when something bad happens or something that we're judging as bad, it's better to go into meditation and ask angels to explain to you why this happened. And sometimes the explanations are really interesting and really protective. I do that quite a bit. Like, for example, we've had people kind of go berserker right before surgery and then walk out mad or something. They get mad about some little thing. And then when I don't ever judge it. I just go and pray about it, and I hear they were going to have a bad complication, so they had to go. So, you know, we've had a surgery center here for 21 years. We've never had, a death or an adverse event that had us break open the crash cart. And I believe it's because of the angelic intervention that occurs. So never really snap to judgment. You need to ask why something happens. And the angels will explain it to you. And then you'll know that it was really for the best.
Absolutely. And this is beautiful and very true what you're saying. And this is what I call a blessing in disguise. And it happens very often. And sometimes we're very disappointed that something goes wrong. For instance, we are dismissed from fired from a job, or we have a breakup in a relationship, and sometimes we're devastated, feeling, oh, why did this happen to me? But when it happens, there's always something better for you. And I really, really experienced this, and friends of mine and people I know experienced this, and they were devastated at first, saying, why does this happen to me? I did my job, I was fine, and I was fired, and this person broke up with me, I don't understand, everything was going well. But then there is surprise behind this. Just we need a little time to realize it and to connect to the angels, as you said, Dr. Kolb, and get an answer, because they always answer us. Sometimes it happened to me that they didn't want to answer, and I understood, because I wanted to control, and that was the teaching. Mm-hmm. I was a control freak, and because I was a control freak, they wanted me to be in a zone of unknown, in the unknown. They wanted me to learn how to deal with the unknown. And in doing this, that gave me a lot of wisdom to understand that we cannot control everything. And it's also good to entrust the angels and to the angels and feel like they are helping us, and we cannot control our life from A to Z. And people who do this, it's just insecurity. And I realized that at that time I was insecure and I needed this lesson. And it helped me a lot. And I reconnected to myself, brought my strength back, my self-confidence back. And at that moment I understood, well, this was an angelic teaching, and it's not a bad lesson. Right. It's just a teaching, and we learn from it. And this is beautiful, because we need to learn every single day of our life. That is, until we pass on, we need to learn a lot of things. And the more we learn, the more information we get. This is why it's magical, because we're never disappointed, because it's all the time a new learning, a new experience. So this is angelic teachings are absolutely amazing.
Now, I think I'd like to talk a little bit about what angels are, because you explain it very well in your book. And so if you'll tell the listening audience how angels were created and what their purpose is, and a little bit about the hierarchy of angels.
Right. So the angels were created, of course, by God. God wanted to help humans and possibly aliens and all creatures in the universe anyway. Their purpose is to help us grow and help us expand our consciousness. And it's because it's about learning. It's about understanding why we're on Earth and what we can do. And the minute we were born, we start learning. We start learning about everything. And the mission of the angels, why God wanted the angels to guide us and protect us, which they do very well, is for this reason, for us to grow and for us to enhance our power and our power of influence and our self-power, our self-assurance, and to become people who are aware that there is an available power in this world for us that allows us to change the world. And we need it especially now that the world is quite dark. And there is also something I would like to mention that is quite important. They are these beautiful beings of energy, because angels are energy. And energy can do a lot of things, can present itself through different forms. This is why we can see angels through usually male, but it can be female or even animals for certain reasons, for safety reasons, to help us for a reason or save us in a very dangerous situation. But the angels, not only do they protect us, but they also help us finding our way, our mission, and expanding our consciousness. And this is very important, because we can really definitely bring light into the world and become light bearers. And as you do, Dr. Kolb, and group meditations and gather our energies to bring light in this dark world. So mm-hmm. that is great purpose. But why is the world so dark? It's because on the other side of the energy, this energy taken by God and angels who want us to evolve, and on the other side, there is the dark side of evil that tries to stop this, prevent it, and that mm-hmm. really wants to spread chaos and hatred in the world. And this is why nowadays we need to gather all our forces, and our listeners, please understand this, that gather your forces with your neighbors, with your family, with everybody around you, and meditate together and pray to the angels together, because we need to bring light in the world to fight these negative energies and to fight evil, because there's a lot of evil in this world. And evil sometimes does very, very devious things and sneaky things. Sometimes people who are very depressed, who are sick, feel like they're victims of a horrible fate. But it's not real. It's not fate. It's just evil. And this is sometimes what we think is fate. It's evil, and we can fight evil. We cannot be victims. We need to fight, and we need to really understand that we need to accept what happens to us, because we learn, but we also need to understand that there is a force at work that is against us, and we need to be in the light, and we need to have a heart full of love. And the angels are structured in a very specific hierarchy according to their mission and their job, because it's exactly as if they had a job. So we have these angels of energies are, first of all, the angels very close to us who live on our plane, for instance, our guardian angel and our birth angel, who are with us all the time. Our birth angel is according to our date of birth. It's in between 4 days that we were born, and they protect the people who were born in between these 4 days. And these angels are very close to us, and they are an alarm every time something happens. They call on, they call out to higher and powerful archangels. So mm-hmm. this angel of birth, an angel of guardian angel, are with us on our plane. And I would like to say our guardian angel, our angel, is our angel, and he's nobody else's. We have our mm-hmm. personal angel. He's with us the day we were born until we cross over. And this angel as well, guardian angel, is watching over us all the time. He knows mm-hmm. from the upper archangels what he's supposed to do. And he right. lets us experience things that are sometimes not very easy to experience, because we need to learn. Mm-hmm. And also, he protects us when we need to be protected. And right. on the higher level, we have the archangels. This is number two. Usually we say angels. It's a generic term, including angels and archangels. But in the hierarchy, mm-hmm. angels are really those who are, most of those who are on our plane. And then on the other plane, in the spiritual world of energy, we have the archangels, who are more powerful. And in the archangels, we have several levels of more and more powerful archangels. And the more powerful are naturally those who are close to God. And those are the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. This is the order, mm-hmm. the three orders close to God. And then you have the principalities and so on. And what I would like to say today, that when you work with very high archangels, they are not available 100%, because sometimes they have huge missions and global missions, because the higher mm-hmm. they are, the more global they are. However, right. we can connect to them anytime we need them. I would mm-hmm. say the diva and the star of angels is Michael, is the one everybody loves, everybody trusts, mm-hmm. everybody confides in Michael, and he's a beautiful archangel. And I would say what he does, and people maybe sometimes don't know enough, he fights evil, and he's the leader of the armies of angels, and he leads these armies to fight the demonic side, the dark side,
mm-hmm.
and he's
right.
always there to protect us from evil and from darkness. And mm-hmm. everybody who encounters difficulties or negative energies or negative people around them should call on mm-hmm. Michael. He is the best to do this. Also, there is beautiful archangels that I really love. Raphael is a beautiful and very high archangel, and he's the protector of your health and also of mm-hmm. your trips when you travel. And also, he's very, very strong in your heart to bring you love, to bring you somebody you'll be in contact for your whole life, somebody who your soul mm-hmm. will be connected to for your whole life. And you have also a very, very extraordinary archangel that's not very famous, and unfortunately, he's not famous as he should be. It's the archangel Seraphiel. He is the chief of the seraphim. He is very, very mm-hmm. high, and he's very close to God. And I'm very connected to him, and he's just pure light, pure, pure light. And he's mm-hmm. burning with love. As the seraphim, the Bible says, I'm not a biblical person, but I would say the Bible sees things that are beyond the veil. It's not about what we should do according to who what your belief is. The Bible still knows some evidence of experiences that people had in the past, and we can mm-hmm, also have
right.
today. And Seraphiel is like the seraphim. He is the burning ones. This is why this mm-hmm. means seraphim means burning ones, burning with God's love and burning with God's light. And this beautiful archangel, call on him, Seraphiel. He is very powerful, and he will bring love and light in your heart. And if you're just down, if you're depressed, if you feel under the weather, no matter what your mood is, if you feel just not really fine and not really connected to mm-hmm. yourself, call on him. He will bring you light and love. And these archangels from this beautiful hierarchy and structure that is very well done, they have a function according to who they are in the hierarchy. And the mm-hmm. higher the archangels are, the more things they have to do. They can have 7 missions. They can have 5, 6. And if you go down the lower levels, they have less work to do. What I would like to say, it's not because they have less love that they are not as high in the hierarchy. It's just because the other ones have a greater mission with God. It's only mm-hmm. this. It's because we need angels close to us. And this is why God structured this angelic celestial hierarchy mm-hmm. to
right.
give them missions. But the love in their heart is the same, whether it's the guardian angel or Seraphiel, the seraphim. It's the seraphim. Yeah, it's this exact same love. It's just according to their mission and their purpose with us.
I wanted to mention a few things that I've realized that certain circumstances on Earth can, if they occur, can make you more susceptible to negative influences affecting you and your those around you. So these are the things that can happen that allow these negative energies in. And so if any of these apply to you, that prayers and meditation and not everything, the exercises in your book, for example, would be very important. Specifically, we have most suicides and homicides are influenced by negative forces. Maybe the only ones that aren't are the ones that are, you know, kind of more logical conclusions of, you know, taking your life, say in Oregon, physician-assisted suicide when you have a terminal disease, because there's a lot more logic there and a lot more thought that goes into it, and probably prayer as well before that decision's made. But most spontaneous suicide attempts, homicide attempts, are influenced by dark forces. So when you're in an accident, especially head trauma can predispose you to this problem. Hormonal shifts when you're a teenager and also right after pregnancy in some women and also during IVF. I mean, the hormonal shifts during IVF or, you know, the attempts to get pregnant through hormone injections are so common that now most centers require you to see a psychiatrist before you start them. So understand that hormonal shifts can cause this problem with negative energy coming in. That's why there's so many suicides in teenagers. Head trauma. Remember the concussion that the football players are getting, and that they're prone to rages, and they may be prone to homicide. People magazine had this thing that O.J. Simpson may have been a victim of this. So head trauma is definitely one of the things. And then drug abuse. Certain drugs more than others, and alcohol abuse. When you abuse drugs and alcohol, you open things in your aura that allow negative things to come through. We've all seen people who are drunk. They're very, very nice people when they're sober, but when they get drunk, they get really mean. That's not an accident. That's negative forces coming through because you let down the barrier by drinking. So these are just some of the things. I know that there's others too, but if you find yourself in any of these circumstances and you feel that there's negative influences affecting your life, know that those negative influences want to destroy you and those around you. You know, so they have homicidal tendencies, suicidal tendencies, and much of the suffering that occurs on Earth is because these negative influences come in and try to disrupt your life. So, you know, the antidote to all of that is in this book, Angels, the Definitive Guide to Angels from Around the World. There's all sorts of exercises. There's all sorts of information that you can invoke the angels, the protective realm. This is the protection against that. So, you know, if you don't want negative influences in your life, you really need to learn about the protective effect of angels.
Absolutely. And what you said, Dr. Kolb, is very true. And I would just add for the hormones, I would just add the menopause. That is a very big step in life for women.
Right.
And yes, and it's a very important step. And a lot of women, maybe some who hear us today, understand that they have been through a lot and it's experiencing really ups and downs and the mood and mood swings, and it's very difficult. And because of this, negative energies come in and try to interfere and try to put you down. And definitely, we need to fight this, and we need to reconstruct our light and our structure with you know, self-confidence and self-assurance. And there's a lot to do with connection and connecting with angels. And this is why I would like also to say that I agree with you 100%, Dr. Kolb, what you say about addictions, about whatever they are, alcohol, drugs, and even sex addictions. Also, mm-hmm. people who have sex with many, many partners, they are sometimes contaminated.
They weaken their energy system.
Yes, absolutely.
They weaken their immune system and their energy
yes.
system. And then that
exactly.
allows negative influences to come in.
Absolutely.
So, you know, the biggest, I said this the other day on this radio show, but I want to repeat it. The biggest victory the negative forces ever had was convincing much of the Western world that they didn't exist.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, evil doesn't exist. You know, it's
yes.
just ignorance. You know, evil doesn't exist. It's just, you know, well, evil exists for a reason. I mean, it's not just senseless existence. Good and the white brotherhood and the dark brotherhood do work together for a common greater good. But if you find yourself in this, any of the situations that I mentioned earlier where you're opening yourself up for these negative influences, just know that that's not, you're not going to get any, your life is not going to be that satisfying. There's going to be things that happen that other better things could have happened if you recognize what weakens your energy system and do the things that strengthen it rather than the things that tear it down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the French poet Baudelaire said the big trick of the biggest trick of the devil is to make us believe he doesn't exist. And this is exactly what you just said.
Pretty tricky, huh? True. You said they were tricky.
It's very tricky. And you know, I still hear people telling me, oh, you believe in evil. No, evil doesn't exist. If you believe in angels, you should believe that evil doesn't exist. But this is so wrong because, like you said, evil is the balance. Evil is exactly the exact balance of goodness.
Right.
And we need to experience evil in our life to find the proper way to be righteous and to have a nice behavior with loved ones. And this is our purpose, is to evolve. And I insist on this. Angels every day want us to evolve and to become a better person and also to have a better health and enjoy life as it should be enjoyed. Because we all deserve to be wealthy, to be healthy, to have whatever we need and to fulfill our dreams. We all deserve it. And this is just, if it doesn't happen, it's because evil tries to prevent it to happen. But if we are really, really connected, and if we pray to the angels and ask them to help us and guide us on the way, we really, really improve our lives. And I absolutely see this. I've experienced it myself. And it's easy to speak about what we know and what we've experienced. And because I did experience it, and I experienced it every day in my life, meeting wonderful people and seeing people like you, Dr. Kolb, spreading light and helping others throughout your great talent in healing people and also spreading light on this radio. This is beautiful, and I'm very blessed to be invited by you today and able to spread this message from the angels saying that evil exists and we need to fight evil and we need to reconnect to our real soul and to see the good in ourselves and enjoy it and get ready for the ride of a better life and enlightened. And honestly, it happens. It does.
Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information?
Yes, of course. If you want to write to me on my website, my name is, you can go on Dr. Kolb's website for the radio and find my name if you want to spell it, marieangefolgerolas.com, all attached and no hyphens. And you can find me on Amazon or in Barnes & Noble, wherever you want to find the book. And honestly, text me, email me. I would be very, very, very happy and pleased to answer any kind of request.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate everything you've said, and you're writing the book. It's a beautiful book. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kolb. Thank you very much.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb. We've been interviewing Marieange Fergonolas on Angels, a definitive guide to angels from around the world. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Franz Stein, The Inner Heart of Reiki, Rediscovering Your True Self, and then Brian David Anderson, Superhydrate and Charge Your Cells, and then Dr. Ewig Binge, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening, on the 2nd of April. I want to remind everybody that next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is the Global Humanitarian Summit. It's at the North Atlanta Unity Church. There'll be speakers from all over. It's always a great great conference. I'll be speaking at 5:00 on Saturday, and we will be there with a lot of other, especially medical global humanitarians that are trying to make the world a better place. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.